Okay, here's a question. This is from Kaveri Devidasi in the States. She says, my question is regarding faith. The problem is I have doubts in my mind sometimes while reading stories, including Krishna book. I just have this nagging question whether or not everything is true and if everything really did happen and is Krishna really God. This is so hard to even admit. I doubt like this. How can I be convinced and have full faith and remove the demons of doubt? I don't even know why I have these doubts, but they are bothersome and have been bothering me for the past year. I came in 1991. These doubts are recent. All right. Faith. Ado Shraddha. Faith is the basic commodity of Krishna consciousness, and pure faith is the primary commodity and foundation of pure devotional service. What is a doubt? A doubt means that I have faith in not only Krishna consciousness, but I have faith in things that have a conclusion or value system in opposition to Krishna consciousness, and therefore I can't have full faith in pure devotional service. So that then means that the type of devotional service that I do have becomes impure. For instance, if I have faith in the logic of empiricists, of scientists, academics, and so on, then it becomes extremely difficult for me to have faith in the statement of the Bhagavatam, for instance, in the fifth canto, when Shukadev Goswami is talking about a cosmology that's impossible to correlate with the vision and experience of modern scientists, especially when they're talking about elephants holding up the planetary systems, the sun being driven by a person sitting in a chariot drawn by horses in its orbit, and so many things like that which are discarded as primitive myths by modern scientists. What to speak of Krishna's pastimes? The example of Banasura having 1,000 arms, Arjuna throwing and retracting Ashwatthama's nuclear weapon, or even something more powerful than a nuclear weapon, and Krishna's expanding himself into an unlimited number, or almost unlimited number of cowherd boys, cows, and so on. How are these things possible if they don't tally with what I've learned in school, with what modern science says? And of course, one can't have faith in both of these things. Somehow or another, I have to have full faith in the devotional process, in the process of avaroha panta, descending knowledge, and understand the defectiveness of aroha panta, or the process of acquiring knowledge through the ascending process. How do we acquire that type of faith? First, we need to study. It needs to be based on logic and reason. I should see the and understand the weaknesses of the process of ascending knowledge, the knowledge in which I have faith in, the knowledge which I glean through sensory perception, the knowledge which I process while my limited mental faculties, and try to categorize with a very small intelligence. If I study Srila Prabhupada's books, if I study Srila Prabhupada's countless arguments on the weakness of this empiric system, then I have to come to the conclusion that I can't put my faith into these type of conclusions, despite the fact that what my senses tell me is in contradiction with what Scripture says, because I realize that my senses are temporary, I make mistakes, and so on and so on and so on. In other words, these doubts arise when someone doesn't accept, doesn't study Srila Prabhupada's teachings, those of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, doesn't accept them, then these doubts will remain. And why will such doubts come up after 15 years? They may come up again due to a lack of reading, a lack of study, and especially too much association, close association with people who are faithless. So swajatiya snigdha, one should associate with like-minded people. If I want to increase my faith, I need to associate with devotees who have great faith in avaroha panta, in the descending process of knowledge, where perfect knowledge comes to us from a higher source. And I may not have full access to all of those things which are taught. I may not see the elephants holding up the universe. I may not see cosmology as Shukadeva Goswami sees it. I may not be able to see Krishna. But if I follow the process which that knowledge outlines, which is based on purification of consciousness, my perception of the world around me and the reality will ultimately change. And I can see those things with purified senses. Rishikesha, Rishikena, Sevanam, Bhakti, Ruchate. So devotional service purifies the senses so that one can actually see things as they are, not see things as jaded or impure senses perceive them, namely in a wrong way. So I can't give more specific answer as to why that's come up, but it will come up that unless one is situated on the spiritual platform, then lack of association with Bhagavata Sevaya, with devotees and scriptures, too much association with those things which are in opposition to that, namely non-devotees and materialistic knowledge, will again weaken one's faith and cause doubts to again arise. And what it does come down to is what Kaveri Devi here pointed out, that I doubt whether Krishna is God. Ultimately, that is the bottom line. Do we really believe that Krishna is God? If we believe that Krishna is God, then we believe what he says, and we believe in what those who are empowered by him also say, more than what our parents, teachers, professors, scientists, politicians, indeed our own eyes and mind will tell us. And it's that type of strong faith that's actually required for us to advance in Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada, at one meeting of his GBC leaders, asked them, but do you believe that Krishna is God? Because that's the bottom line. Without having that implicit faith in Krishna and everything that he says and stands for, then our advancement will be checked and hampered. So somehow or another, this faith has to weaken in the empiric world and in that empiric way of seeing things. It has to strengthen in the vision of our acharyas, and then beyond that, in the descriptions that we receive directly from Krishna and from his word, Shastra. And that is the only way that we can really enter into the spiritual world. For as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he describes Vrindavan as being the land of faith. Unless one has pure and implicit faith in Krishna, then one cannot go back home, back to Godhead. The cowherd boys, they saw Agasura He was lying on the road, this huge snake, and they said, what is he doing there? Amongst each other. And they said, well, it looks like he has his mouth open. And why does he have his mouth open? Well, he has his mouth open because he wants to swallow us. We said, oh, well, that's interesting. Well, why don't we just walk in his mouth then? Because Krishna's here and he's going to save us. So then, literally speaking, they just walked into the mouth of death. And for them, that was fun, because they had such great faith in Krishna. They knew that Krishna saved us from so many situations, so he'll do something wonderful and save us now. And Krishna did just that. And before he did, Krishna was just so overwhelmed by the implicit faith of the cowherd boys that he was going to rescue them from Agasura. So that's Vrindavan, that's Krishna consciousness. This faith is the ornament and greatest asset of the Vaishnav, and somehow or another we have to acquire it, we have to strengthen it, we have to protect it by all means. And if we find it weakening, then we should realize that we're in a weakened condition, in a condition in which the material energy can very easily take us away. So sadhu sangha, we have to therefore ensure that we get association of those of strong faith, and that will also strengthen our own faith. Anyway, I hope that helps. Hare Krishna.